Christina, I suppose let's start with the basics. What are we talking about here before we get into some of the anomalies that have been highlighted?
Yeah, so I suppose the Fair Deal scheme is a scheme that's in place to help people, you know, afford the extortionate, I suppose, nursing home costs that so many people have faced. It's been in place for a number of years, and it's kind of straightforward for.
Well, the providers would say high rather than extortionate. Yeah.
We'll differ on that, but I suppose the issue is for people who are, you know, at home and have just an asset like a house. It's kind of a lot more straightforward where, you know, your house is kind of leaning against the cost and is helping pay towards that. But the issue with farmers, and it's been raised, I think, for now, Michael probably know for a long, long time, about the, I suppose, the eligibility around it, particularly what was raised this week is about 13,000 people who have land in long-term leases, which seem to be disqualifying them from being eligible for it. It's being described as some sort of time bomb in terms of what this means for those people who were saying that they were actually encouraged to get into these long-term leases for their land. And I suppose the issue here is it has been raised with the minister. I remember it being raised numerous times then in political thinkings and all the rest. But there doesn't seem to be any sort of solution here in terms of the differing view between an asset which is a farm and isn't, I suppose, bricks and mortar.
I suppose the notion behind leasing is that farmers who are about to age out in running their own farm are encouraged to lease it to a younger farmer so that either somebody who's not in their family or somebody who is in their family, so that there's that kind of a changeover in farming. But Michael Collins, you brought this up. Maybe if you could explain, first of all, what we're talking about in terms of what the exemption for farmers who don't have their land leased out and how the farmers who do have their land leased out are denied that.
Yeah, and to your listeners, it might get a bit complicated.
Okay. But deep breath, drink of water, no problem, take your time.
As quick as I can, in fairness, 80% of everybody's income is taken into account in relation to when they apply for Fair Deal, and 7.5% of the assets for the first 2 years. But with agriculture, it was 80% of your income and 7.5% of your assets up until recently. So, you know, we've always been raising these issues, as has the farm organisations with the previous minister, to try and rectify this and make sure the farmers weren't caught. They were encouraged in by government to lease their land, and that wouldn't come in under the 80% and the 7.5% assets, but it has, and it will. The leasing of land will come in under the 80% income and the 7.5% assets.
And there was a cap of 3 years' income when it came to people who were in control and not leasing out their farms. In this, the lease money from the farm is treated as income and as a result is eligible to be treated under the 80% of income rule.
It is, yeah, but the farmers have always, unfortunately, like, you know, their assets are usually assets that are not, they're rising a massive profit out of it. They obviously want to either pass it on to family, maybe or maybe into a younger farm. But no, and they were being advised at time to lease the land, and this wouldn't affect the Fair Deal scheme. It is affecting and some of them could be paying up to between 90 and 120,000 a year now annually to stay in a nursing home or a community hospital. Right. And some people can't afford that, like, obviously.
I think the average cost is calculated at about 65,000. But, I mean, for anyone out there who's on an income who's listening and says, lease on a farm is an income, you know, my family pays out of their income. Why should farmers be a special case? What do you say to that argument?
Well, farmers have been paying on the assets 7.5% since the very beginning of the scheme, where others had just a three-year block. So in fairness, everybody else has been treated very fairly in this whole scheme. But the farmer hasn't been treated very fairly in the scheme. And now there's got an extra punishment just because he has leased the land, maybe to a neighbouring young person, to get him off starting farming, which should be encouraged. It's just a very unfair system in relation to farming, and it has to be relooked at. That's what we're asking us to relook at that side of it and try and deliver for the farmers who are struggling at this present time.
Okay, Tony McCormack, what's the response going to be to this call?
Well, I suppose, look, first of all, to say that back in 2019, Minister Mary Butler changed that 5 years down to 3 years and worked very closely with the IFA to come up with a plan that would suit farmers in the country. There At the time, they were very, very happy with the scheme as it was. In the case of people leasing their land, they can bring in a successor. Like this this whole fair lease scheme for the farmers is a very, very complex scheme. And it's linked very closely to the farmers and also small businesses. So if you have a small business in your family, the same thing applies. So if you can get a successor to go in and run that farm for you or run that small business, and then the 7.5% doesn't apply. So, like as I said, a lot of work has gone into this. The IFA, through consultation back with Mary Butler back in 2019, we're very happy with it. And I just, at the moment, don't see that there's any need for any change.
Right. Do you think the 13,000 people there who are currently leasing their land and are subject to the higher rate...
No, but they can at that stage, right?
No, what I mean for people who are in that situation as we speak, the 13,000 people, what do you say to them?
I suppose in everyone's situation is completely different, but the system is there to work for everybody, and unfortunately in this case it was not working for them. It's something that I said was done in consultation with the IFA back in the day, and if they need it to be brought up again through their normal lobbying group, I'm sure we'll hear about soon enough.
Okay, Martin Kenny.
Yeah, I think the problem with that is to retrospectively deal with it. I mean, if you could come up with a solution which you can say you'll roll out from here on that would resolve that issue for people who have leased out their land, the difficulty is there are many farmers out there, or perhaps an elderly couple leased out their land 10 years ago on a long-term lease, encouraged to do so, actually incentivised to do so by the state, and now they find that when they go to the Fair Deal scheme and they get into the nursing home stage of their life, that it actually is coming back against them. And I think, yes, if it needs to be looked at, and you say if, it clearly does need to be looked at, Tony, if it is resolved and there's some solution to that, that solution will have to be looked at retrospectively for those people who have been found themselves in that situation.
Okay,
right,
do
now.
You have a fix for it?
I don't know. I think it's something, and that's, I suppose, something else we'll talk about later on, is getting our committees up and running in the Dáil. And it's certainly something that before we'd get into the detail of how to resolve it, it's the type of thing that you'd bring before an agriculture committee or a social welfare committee, where you get all the experts around the table and yet hash out as to how exactly you can resolve this. Because we're all, you know, I suppose, good at trying to come up with solutions, and that's what we need to be trying to do. But sometimes there's unintended consequences. Sometimes there's something that we don't think about that actually comes into play. Perhaps this is one of them, going back a number of years ago, that people didn't think this would come up. So I think this is the type of issue that you would try and resolve at the committee process within Leinster House, for to try and come up with a solution that would work, and that you would have the cooperation of a minister of a department for to try and roll out. Because very, very many people out there, you know, fear the stage in life when they come to that they're going to end up in a nursing home, and they fear that their assets and all that are going to be stripped of them. And if they hear that this is happening, particularly if they lease out their land, it's going to be a very difficult situation.
Okay.